Namaste Narasimhaya. Prahlada Lada Dayani. Hiranya Kashi Purvakshaha. Shila Tanka Nakalai. Ito Nrsingha Parato Nrsingha. Yato Yato Yamitato Nrsingha. Bahi Nrsingha Hridaye Nrsingha. Nrsingham Adim Sharanam Prapadye. Tava Kara Kamalavare Nakham Adbhuta Sringam. Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubringam. Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish Hare. Janadapi Sunichena, Tarariva Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kivalam. Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyata. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kivalam. Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyata. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So since the other day was Radhashtami, I was requested that I should speak something about Srimati Radharani. So first of all, Srimati Radharani is there in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. As Srila Prabhupada instructs us in his Hare Krishna address, which he recorded in 1966, he explains that this Mahamantra, the great chanting for deliverance, has three transcendental seeds. Can you please repeat? Hare,
Hare.
Krishna,
Krishna.
Rama.
Rama.
So, Prabhupada explains, Krishna and Rama signify the masculine aspect of the Absolute Truth. The other day, on Thursday and Friday, I was speaking in a Catholic high school that I go to every year. I'm invited. And I was explaining to the seniors there, because I'm familiar, I was raised myself Roman Catholic, so I'm able to speak to them a little bit on their plane. So I told them that in your Catholic philosophy, you have this concept of three persons in one God. So I said, yes, in Krishna consciousness, we have two persons, one God. God is one, manifesting as two. Radha, Krishna. Just as my favorite example, crystal clear example, when you look at a flame, the flame is one, but the flame simultaneously has two energies, heat and light. You cannot separate the heat and light from the flame. They exist simultaneously. They're one, and at the same time, different. The heat and light is not the flame, but can you separate the heat and light from the... No, they're there. So similarly, the Absolute Truth is one. But it is recognized they've separated themselves eternally. Yes, this one Absolute Truth separated and became two in the form of Radha Krishna. Everybody say,
Radha.
This name Radha comes from the night of the Rasa dance. Those of you who are familiar with this Rasa dance, which appears in the most confidential section of Srimad Bhagavatam, and it is explained that when the Rasa dance began, in the middle, Radha and Krishna. And surrounding Radha and Krishna were other gopis. And with each gopi, there was an expansion of Krishna, circling. But as is explained by Shukadeva Goswami, the gopis dancing with Krishna were thinking, oh, we are the most fortunate because we are dancing with Krishna. We are so fortunate. So they were starting to feel a little pride. And of course, Krishna, being omniscient, could easily detect, oh, they are becoming proud? So Krishna disappeared. But when he disappeared, he was led with by Radharani. She was feeling, I'm not getting enough special attention. So she started to leave the Rasa dance, and without Radha, there can be no Rasa dance. She is the binding link. Why? All the gopis are Radha's expansions. But she is the binding link. So when she started to leave, Krishna left. At the same time, the gopis were feeling proud, and Krishna disappeared and went with Radharani. All the gopis at that time realized, that gopi who Krishna left with must have served Krishna better than us. Therefore the name Radha. Everybody say.
Radha.
Meaning the one who worships Krishna better than anyone. Again, Radha. So in the Mahamantra, Radharani is there. But her name in the Mahamantra is Mother Hara. Everybody say.
Hara.
But because the Hare Krishna mantra is a crying, a calling out, Hara changes to Hare. Very good. So when we chant this Maha Mantra, we are calling out to Mother Hara, Radharani. What are we calling out? It is explained that if Radharani says to Krishna, here is a nice devotee, you should accept, Krishna will accept immediately. So devotees know, let me get the blessings of Srimati Radharani so that I will be accepted by Krishna. Those of you who have been to Vrindavan, you know, what do they say? Jai Radhe! Right? Because they also know this. Because Vrindavan, Radharani is the queen of Vrindavan. Vrindavaneshwari. So they also know we want Krishna's blessings, but we need the mercy of Mother Hara, Radharani. And you'll notice that in other mantras, just like they have Lakshmi Narayan. First, the feminine is addressed, then the masculine. Or, many of you, where's my friend? There's somebody here. Sita Ram. Everybody say.
Sita.
Yes. First, the feminine. Why the feminine? Because Sita, Lakshmi, Radharani, they represent the merciful aspect of the Lord. Compassionate. Compassionate. Why is Lord Chaitanya so merciful? Because he's Krishna in the mood of Radharani. So he's super compassionate, giving everyone a chance to approach Krishna. So in that Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, this Maha Mantra we're calling out, oh please, Mother Hara, oh Father Krishna, Father Ram, please engage me in your service. The devotee knows for lifetimes and lifetimes and lifetimes I have served my senses, trying to satisfy the demands of my senses. But my senses are very bad taskmasters. They don't give up. Maybe you had the experience of working for a nasty boss. And you're working hard 8 hours, then the boss comes, I need you to spend another 4 hours. It's Friday night. You have plans, but the boss says, no, you need to stay 4 more hours. And still, the boss is not satisfied. Our senses are taskmasters. They want more and more and more. They're never satisfied. This is explained in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The senses are demanding, and they're demanding, and we try to serve the senses. Okay, what do you want now? But they're never satiated. They still want more. So the devotee knows, lifetimes I have served these senses, but they never give me any relief. They're never satisfied. So my Lord, I have come now to the real conclusion. I am no longer going to serve these taskmasters, the senses. I'm going to serve you. Because one of Krishna's many, many names, Rishikesha. Everybody say, Rishika Isha. Krishna is the controller, the enjoyer, the master of the senses. So the bhakti process is, instead of trying to satisfy your senses, ears, eyes, nose, tongue, skin, instead of pursuing that, better I take these senses and serve Krishna. Then I'll be happy. Then I'll be satisfied. That is the bhakti process. We serve and satisfy Krishna's senses, then automatically, those of you who know the Mahabharata, when Durvasa and his 10,000 disciples came to the Pandavas in the forest, and they had already eaten, and Draupadi had that plate, but she had already eaten, so that plate would no longer yield. So they were in a predicament, because Duryodhan had cunningly planned that Durvasa would come. So Durvasa shows, I am Brahman with my disciples. You Pandavas have to take care of you, have to feed us. We're going to take bath. When we come back, we want prasad. Draupadi now is in a bind. What to do? So she prayed. Who else? Draupadi. In any situation, what does Draupadi do? Turns to Krishna. That's what makes Draupadi so great. In every situation, she turns to Krishna. When she was being disrobed, who did she turn to? Yes. Her husbands were there, not doing anything. But Krishna came to... So on this day, Krishna also came. And he said, is there anything, any little thing? And they saw there was something left, some little thing. So Krishna ate that little bit. And because Krishna was satisfied, meanwhile in the river, Durvasa Muni and his 10,000 disciples, we're already full. We're not going to go to the pond. They were like, you all know, after a big, big, big feast, can you eat another glob? You've eaten, I remember when I was new devotee, when I was Bhakta Nik, I used to eat 3 Sunday feast plates. Why do you think I got this way? 3 Sunday feast plates. Now I can barely eat a half a plate. So after that third Sunday feast, someone would come, Prabhu, you want some sweet rice? No. Prabhu, I just had 5 samosas. Prabhu, here's another samosa. No. So Durvasa and his disciples in the river, we're so full. All it took was Krishna to eat one little bit. That's the bhakti process. You satisfy Krishna, everybody's happy. Radharani is the best, topmost worshipper of Krishna. Now, there's this nice verse that I always like to speak on. So if you bless me, I will be empowered to read this nice verse. Can you bless me? Everybody say, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
When you are speaking, it's not a one-sided affair. Depending on the audience, the speaker gets inspired. My job is to inspire you, but I need you to become inspired. So I have different tricks that I use. I'll never tell. But I have my tricks because I've been doing this for a long time. So, you are inspiring me. You're doing what I'm trying to get you to. Hillary and Trump should learn from me. I listen to them speak and I go, these guys, give me a call, I'll help you out. So, here's this verse. I beg you to please repeat. Devi Krishna Mayi.
Devi Krishna Mayi.
Prokta.
Prokta.
Radhika.
Para
Devata.
Sarva Lakshmi
Mayi.
Sarva
Kanti. Sammohini Para. This verse tells us who is this Srimati Radharani. So this is taken from Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prabhu, who gave the announcements, Naikat Madas, he alluded to it. There is one very nice chapter in the Adi Leela, the chapter 4, is all about Srimati Radharani. I urge you. How many people don't have Chaitanya Charitamrita? Get it. Just for that chapter. That chapter, I guarantee you, you read that chapter, you cannot be unhappy. You read that chapter, you may be like this. But after that chapter, I guarantee it. Money back guaranteed. I have much experience, yes? Adi 4. It's all about Radharani, understanding Radharani, the gopis, because you cannot talk about Radharani without the gopis. And you cannot talk about Radharani without Krishna. Again, they're one, eternally separated into two. So, I'm just going to read to you what the author of this Chaitanya Charitamrita, how he takes this verse and he explains it better than I could. His explanation is so good, and of course, how is it being spoon-fed? By our spiritual master. This is only one aspect of Prabhupada's genius. So many people have translated Sanskrit scriptures. So many. But Prabhupada's translations are unique because he's able to explain very confidential concepts in a way that anyone can easily digest. That's genius. Being able to explain something very complicated and yet in terms that anyone can understand. That is Prabhupada's books. That's why I read Prabhupada's books. Because he knows how to write in such a way that you will understand. So let's see. And if I feel inspired, I'll make some comments. So here he goes. the transcendental goddess, right there. There are so many goddesses, but Radharani is transcendental goddess, is the direct counterpart of Lord Sri Krishna. She is the central figure for all goddesses of fortune. Very interesting. There are thousands and thousands of goddesses of fortune, but Radharani, central figure. She possesses all the attractiveness to attract the all-attractive personality of Godhead. Yes, think about it. Krishna is all-attractive. That's the meaning of his name. All-attractive. So, for somebody to attract Krishna, that's not going to be anyone. Since he's all-attractive, who is that person that's going to attract him? The subcontext here is that God is a person. If God is impersonal, then this discussion of attraction doesn't enter. But God, Krishna, is a person. In Bhagavad Gita, you know that chapter, the one that you memorized. What's the name of the chapter? Purushottama Yoga. Purusha Uttama. Purusha means person, enjoyer. But Uttama, topmost, number one, transcendental, Uttama, above darkness. So, Radharani is that person, the only person, who can fully attract the all-attractive. Therefore, no applications being accepted. Position fulfilled. She is the one, the only one, who can fully... Yes, we can satisfy Krishna, that's true. But fully? After all, one of Krishna's names is Ananta, unlimited. So for somebody to attract Krishna, they had also better be unlimited. Srimati Radharani, you read things about Srimati Radharani, she is also unlimited. Sri Radha is the primeval internal potency of Krishna. In the Vedas, Parasya Shaktir Vividhaiva Suryate, this is a line from the Upanishads. Parasya Shaktir Vividhaya Suvate. God's energies are unlimited. Unlimited energies. Prabhupada tells, Krishna sits down and he tries to calculate. Let me see all my potencies. Let me try to understand myself. And when he does that, he discovers new ones. It never ends. He sits down. Okay, let me see. Oh, there's a new one. That's Krishna. Me, if I do that after 5 minutes, that's it, man. And if you ask my wife, she says 1 minute, that's all. Because I'm limited. But Krishna's unlimited. It's ever increasing. So, although there are unlimited potencies, to help us understand, it's broken out into three divisions. So the first one, this internal potency, Krishna's personal spirit. So it's internal, it's spiritual, transcendental. So it's an internal, transcendental potency. Then there is the shadow, the material energy. It's a shadow. It's the illusory energy. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says the material energy is my inferior energy. That's significant. Krishna himself says this material energy, which we are struggling with, and in some, for, not you, but for most people, they're trying to manipulate it, they're trying to exploit it, right? But Krishna says, it's inferior. Whereas this internal potency, superior. Krishna himself makes that distinction. Not me. Krishna says, he outlines this inferior material energy, bhumirapanalobayu, kangmano buddhir evacha, ahankar iti yangme binna prakritir ashtadha, eight separated material energies. But then he says, besides these inferior, there's a superior energy. Now, the third. There's this internal spiritual, inferior, external, material energy, and there's an in-between, jiva, you and me. We are interesting because intrinsically we're spiritual, all right? First of all, that's important because that's the first lesson of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna tells Arjuna, you're not the material body, Arjuna. You're not your mind. You're not this inferior material energy. You are actually spiritual. But we're tiny, 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 infinitesimal. I just came from South America. So when I'm speaking there, I say, poquito, poquito, pequeño. Does that make sense? Yes, you know. We're spiritual. We have Krishna's qualities, but very, very tiny. Atomic. So because of our infinitesimality, I just made up a word, infinitesimality, we have a problem. The problem is, yes, we can be attracted to the interior spiritual energy. At the same time, we can become attracted and overpowered by the inferior material energy. And that's the whole problem. That's it, right there. Because of our smallness, we're going along. Yes, I'm into Krishna consciousness, Krishna ki jai. But then Maya comes, come with me. Come, come. And we get sucked away. We forget about Krishna. And the material energy has her in her clutches. Then after a while, we snap out of it. Wait, wait, wait. I'm in Maya. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Once again, we're back in. So this tug of war is constantly going. Constantly going. Krishna explains this in Bhagavad Gita. Manakshastan indriyani prakritistani karshati. You're struggling. You're struggling with this material energy. And especially the mind. That's why in any yoga, I don't care what yoga you're doing, hot yoga, cold yoga, this yoga, that yoga, Hollywood yoga, I don't care what yoga you're doing. First order of business, control the mind. No controlling of the mind, it's not yoga, it's boga. That's the first order of business. What is Lord Chaitanya's first instruction? Cheto Dharpana Marjanam. Cleanse the mind. Chant Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna,
Hare Hare.
Okay. Let's continue. The word Devi, everybody say? means resplendent and most beautiful. So there's Radharani. Krishna is Sundara, beautiful. It is explained, Narayan, very, very beautiful, but Krishna's beauty is even more. It is explained, Krishna has four special features that even Narayan doesn't have. Four special. One, extra, extra. Narayan is all beautiful. Just ask Lakshmi. Ask all the residents of Vaikuntha. They are enthralled with the beauty of Narayan. But Krishna has an extra beauty. Okay? So, Radharani is resplendent, most beautiful. Or else this word Devi means the lovely abode of the worship and love sports of Krishna. Love sports. Now this, no, I'm not going to get into this. It's not appropriate in a public forum. But that word I'll let you just meditate on. Okay? Love sports. Not sports like the Olympics, no. Love sports. Okay? Don't ask me, I ain't gonna tell. But just put that somewhere. Love sports. Okay? Now the next word. Everybody say, Krishna Mayi. This means that person who within and without is Lord Krishna. Wherever Radharani looks, she sees Krishna. There is one nice chapter in the Govinda Lilamrita. Radharani is looking at the forest of Vrindavan, and everything she sees, oh yes, that reminds me of Krishna. Oh, that reminds me. Wherever she looks, that's all, and the same thing. When Krishna walks through the forest of Vrindavan, everything he sees reminds him of Radharani. Those of you who know Bhagavad Gita, there's this line, Vasudeva Sarvam Iti. This is the stage of self-realization, where everything you understand comes from Vasudeva. But not for Radha and Krishna. For Krishna, Radha Sarvam Iti. And for Radharani, Krishna Sarvam Iti. That's their platform. Wherever she casts her glance, she sees Krishna. Just like, just to make a joke, Donald Trump, wherever he casts his glance, he sees himself. So for Trump, Trump Sarvam Iti. Or for a businessman, what's a good businessman? A good businessman sees every opportunity. Here's another sucker. Okay, come. Let's do business. Depending on your consciousness, that's how you see. Just like when Krishna was in the wrestling arena. Same Krishna, but the audience was seeing Krishna differently. The women of Mathura were seeing this attractive, handsome person they had heard about. The cowherd boys were also in the audience. They saw, hey, there's our friend Krishna. We play with him. He's there. The gopis, they saw Krishna. Cupid. Here's our Cupid. Mother Yashoda was also there. What did she see? My boy. My child. With these big sumo wrestlers. Oh my God. My little boy with tender limbs. Oh. And Kamsa, he was also seeing Krishna. But what was he seeing? Death. So depending on who you were, the same Krishna you were seeing differently. Just like you. You come, do you see idol worship? Is that what you see? Are you worshiping idols? I hope not. I'm not worshiping idols. What do you see? God, Krishna. But somebody, not a devotee, comes, oh, these heathens, they're worshiping idols. Depending on who you are, you see differently. Vision depends on consciousness. Say somebody put cyanide in here. I don't know. It looks like water. But somebody may have seen, Prabhu, don't take. I saw him. They put something in there. He sees differently. Knowledge. Knowledge dictates how you see. That's why we read Bhagavad Gita. To change the knowledge, to see properly. Krishnamayi also means she is identical with Lord Krishna, for she embodies the mellows of love. Sri Radha's worship, or aradhana, consists of fulfilling the desires of Krishna. Yes, just like a good husband and wife, if they exist. A good husband and wife. Why could they exist? They could exist if the husband is thinking how I can act for my wife's benefit. And the good wife is thinking, how can I act for the benefit of my husband? Anyone who has a good marital relationship, that's where it comes from. It's not selfish. Hey, make me samosa. Hey, yo, cook me. Rah, rah, rah. No. Good husband and wife is thinking of the other's welfare. That's love. So she fulfills Krishna's desires. Next. Therefore the Puranas call her Radhika. Everybody say. Srimad Bhagavatam declares that when the gopis, tormented through the long night by separation from Krishna, wandered like mad women from the forest in search of Krishna, said, truly, the personality of Godhead has been worshipped by her. Therefore, Lord Govinda, being pleased, has brought Sri Radha to a lonely spot, leaving us all behind. I already explained that at the beginning. Therefore, Radha is Padama Devata, the Supreme Goddess. There, like I said before, there are hundreds and thousands of goddesses. That's all right. But Radharani is the Supreme Transcendental Goddess. She is the protectress of all. So don't worry about State Farm and this and that. Radharani is your protectress. And she is worshipable for everyone. Yes. This is another thing that I love about Krishna consciousness. Just like the sun does not belong to the United States, Canada, India. No. The sun is for everyone. Everyone can take advantage of the sun. In the same way, everyone can take advantage of Radha and Krishna. Anyone, everyone. It's just a matter of, do you want it? If the sun is shining, but you prefer to stay in your house and play video games, is that the sun's fault? The sun is there, and those who are smart take advantage. Especially early morning sun. Most beneficial. Get all your vitamin D from that morning sun up to 10, 11 o'clock. Okay? It's open for everyone. Radha and Krishna, Prabhupada's movement, open to everyone. Look around you. We have Indians, Americans, young, old, black, white, New Yorkers, Californians, we got them all. United Nations of the spiritual world. Forget about it. That's what I love about this movement. If this movement can accept me, it can accept everyone. Because if you had seen me back in 1973, you would have shaken your no. But Prabhupada and this movement transformed me. Radha is the protectress of all, and she is the mother of the entire universe. Mother of the entire universe. Mother, like I said at the beginning, Mother Hara. When the child is young, what does the child say? Mama! Mama! Mother, the child knows Mother is there. So Mother Hara is there. Sri Radha is the original source of all the goddesses of fortune, just as Krishna is the avatari, the origin of all the incarnations. This is the central point of the entire 18,000 verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. Everybody please say. This one line is the whole foundation of Srimad Bhagavatam. That it is Krishna who is the source of all other incarnations. No exceptions. Even Lord Brahma says, Sarva Karana Karanam Anadir Adi. He is the cause of all causes. He has no other cause other than himself. Okay? He has no beginning other than himself. He's beginningless. We come from our parents who come from parents, parents, back to Lord Brahma. But Lord Brahma comes from Garbhodakashayi Vishnu, who comes from Mahavishnu, who comes from Narayan, who comes from Sankarsan. But it all starts with Krishna Govinda. And that's where the buck stops. So, Krishna is the original source of all other incarnations. Radharani is the source of all the goddesses of fortune. Therefore, she is called Sarva Lakshmi. Everybody say. So, Sarva Lakshmi means all the Lakshmis come from her. Or, Sarva Lakshmi also means that Radharani represents the six opulences of Krishna. One of the verses I first learned when I was Bhakta Nik, way back in 1973. Aishvaryasya samagrasya viryasya yashasatsriya Jnana vairagyoschaiva shanam bhaga itingana. That's what's so great about memorizing shlokas. When you need them, Krishna will, boom. It'll just come. Because Krishna's in the heart. How many accept that Krishna's in the heart? How many accept that Krishna is giving you knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness? Yes. When I sit, and when it's time to speak, I just let Krishna take over. If Krishna wants, he can make me sound like this. Krishna can do that. He's done it. Trust me, I've been in that space. But if I'm a good boy, if I behave myself, which I did, I was here from 12 noon, so I had prasad. So by 1 o'clock, from 1 and 2, 4, I was chanting and studying. Because to give a class in this temple, you better be on your mark. Because they'll eat you up. You make one mistake, boy. So this is, I tell you, this is the toughest temple to give a class in. It can be brutal.
Right, Dwarkadish? You gotta study. Yes.
Don't take it the wrong way. It's not like that. So, Krishna has six opulences. Radharani fully represents wealth, beauty, strength. She's got strength, fame, wisdom, renunciation. Yes, how was Radharani strong? Krishna is the strongest, but Radharani has Krishna wrapped around her finger. That means, yes, it's explained. You all know one of Krishna's names, Ajita. Everybody say.
Ajita.
You read in Srimad Bhagavatam, from the time Krishna was an infant to the time he was 125 years old on the battle of Kurukshetra, one demon after another, demon after demon, after he was an infant, 1 month old, Putana came. But one by one, at the end of the day, Krishna was undefeated. Champion. He is the champion of the world. That's Krishna. Undefeated. Ajita. Except the one time. Radharani and the gopis. Because you know from Bhagavad Gita, I'm sure you all read Bhagavad Gita, right? You all know it by heart, right? So there's this famous verse in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, where Krishna says, as you surrender unto me, I reward you. Everybody should know that verse because that's a good one. What? As I surrender, Krishna will reward? Okay, sign me up. Okay. All right? That's the rule, except for Radharani and the gopis. Because Krishna himself admitted on the night of the Rasa dance, you gopis, I can't repay you. I can't repay you for your selfless service and love. Even if I had the lifetime of Lord Brahma, which is millions and millions of earth years, Krishna said, I would still be in your debt. So, if that's the case, please forgive me and be happy with your exalted position. And that's how Krishna gets out of so many things. He knows how to do things. But that verse in Bhagavad Gita does not apply to Radha and the gopis. Another story. Oh, this is my favorite one. Yes, see? Krishna just sent me a text message in my heart. Boom. I just got it. So one time in the spring, Krishna and the gopis and Radha, they're having their different cavorting around and playing in pastimes. So Krishna wanted to play a trick. So he ran away and he hid in the bushes. So the gopis, there he is. So all of a sudden Krishna manifested a Narayan form. No flute, no, he looked like Narayan. Four arms, the symbols. So the gopis immediately, Om Namo Narayana, they bow down, that because Narayan is worshipable. So all the gopis bow down to Narayan. Narayan, have you seen Krishna? They only have one thing in their mind, Krishna. Even they see Narayan. Oh, Lord Narayan, have you seen Krishna? And so Narayan said, oh, I think he went somewhere. Then Radharani came. All of a sudden, he was trying, but the two extra arms melted away. It's not Narayan, it's Krishna! Just see how powerful is Radharani. He could do it in front of the other gopis, but when Radharani comes, he's exposed. Therefore, she is stronger. Here's your example. Because, here's another thing that I love about Krishna. That Krishna is conquered by love. That is so important. Krishna is conquered by love and only love. There's no up, only by love. So this is very important for us. All Krishna wants from us is our love. He doesn't want your car. He doesn't want your little bank balance. No. He's got Radharani. What? He doesn't need anything. But if you show some love for Krishna, you can attract Krishna. So keep that. That's actually the most important thing that you should take away. Krishna simply wants my love. How does that begin? Very simple. How many want to start loving Krishna? Good. Very simple. Say hello to my little friend. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama. You have just begun to love Krishna. Is that simple? Who can't do that? Donald Trump, but other than him. Who can't chant? Anyone can chant. Right? Oh, do you have a tongue? You can chant. Do you have two ears? You can chant. That's it. No forms to fill out. No. Tongue and two ears. So let's do it, everybody. I know I'm over time, but I'm on a roll. Can I go a little longer? All right? I'm in a good mood today. Sri Radha is the supreme energy of Lord Krishna. The word Sarvakanti, everybody say, indicates that all beauty and luster rest in Sri Radha's body. Ladies, don't get mad. But our bodies, and the men too, day by day, what's happening? Right? We try so hard, makeup, Botox, this, that, testosterone, working out, I gotta look good, right? Tummy tuck, this, butt, this, that. But it's just a matter of time. But Radharani's body, luster, beauty, and it doesn't go old. Krishna doesn't look a day older than 16, same with Radharani. Although they're the oldest, billions and billions and that body does not deteriorate. All the Lakshmis derive their beauty from Sri Radha. Kantame also means all the desires of Lord Krishna. All the desires of Lord Krishna rest in Srimati Radharani. He's a person. He's a person. That means he has desires. Don't try to negate God's personality. He has feelings. He has desires. And they all rest in Radharani. Lord Krishna enchants the world. But Sri Radha enchants even him. Therefore, Sri Radha is the supreme goddess of all. Sri Radha is the full power, and Lord Krishna is the possessor of that full power. The two of them, are non-different. They are indeed the same, just as musk and its scent are inseparable, or as heat and light are non-different from the fire. Thus, Sri Radha and Lord Krishna are one, but they have taken two forms to enjoy the mellows of pastimes. That's the key. Why did the one become two? in order to enjoy loving pastimes. And those pastimes are never repeated. Every day they enjoy newer and newer pastimes. Sometimes people, they give an argument. Oh, why do I want to go to heaven? It must be boring going to heaven. Maybe in hell I'll have more fun. I've heard this argument. Really, they think heaven is boring. I'll play a harp all day. I mean, come on. No, they have no idea that Radha and Krishna and all the residents of Vaikuntha and Krishna Loka, they're enjoying pastimes day after day, moment after moment, and it's always fresh and new. If you are attracted, if you are liking this, you're in the right church. Therefore, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Now you sing it. Thank you for allowing me this ecstasy. Now I have to start to come down. I can't drive my car yet because I've flown too high. And I thank you for that. I thank you. Therefore, I think I should give you a blessing. Would you like a blessing?
Love to.